T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is the feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
We knew it was coming, but still, very sad day yesterday. Aretha Franklin passed away at her home in Detroit at the age of 76 after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. Her death was expected for about a week or so, and loved ones and celebrities rushed to her bedside to comfort her and pay their last respects. Franklin is survived by her 4 sons. But her legacy, of course, will live on forever. One of the most iconic singers ever. And a lot of people are, of course, doing tributes, talking about what her music meant to them. And then there's these two guys from Virginia.
Getting emotional, if you will.
They got very emotional. They were in a barbershop in Suffolk, Virginia. And they heard about Aretha's death right after it happened. And that led to an argument between the two of them about whether Halle Berry should play her in a movie about her life. The argument escalated quickly. Ended up getting physical, and at 10:45 a.m., less than 1 hour after Aretha had died, one of the guys shot the other one.
Why?
Not really sure exactly who did the shooting, if it was the yes, Halle Berry should play her in the movie guy, or no, Halle Berry shouldn't play her in the movie guy. Either way, the guy who was shot was taken to the hospital in serious condition. Other guy, of course, was arrested. As for their debate, by the way, back in 2011, Aretha said she wanted Halle Berry to play her in a movie about her life, but Halle said that she couldn't sing well enough to do it justice, so the movie's still in development at this moment, by the way, Jennifer Hudson got the role.
Okay, so...
So that could have, you know...
could have been very, very easily avoided.
Simple little Google search.
Could have
stopped that shooting.
I can't.
R.I.P.
Whatever. All right, so Ziploc is like making power moves right now and starting a fashion line, question mark. Ziploc.
This is real life.
Yeah, no, this is real news. This is not fake news. Ziploc has collaborated with a Japanese fashion brand to make a line of hats, aprons, backpacks, and fanny packs. The collection will be available online August 20th. But the only place you can get it right now in person is a pop-up shop in Japan from August 15th to September 11th.
Have you booked your flight yet, or?
Yeah, I'm looking at Kayak right now to see what the best deal is.
I can absolutely see you doing this.
I'm going to be rocking a Ziploc fanny pack. Come Labor Day, I'm going to be decked.
I feel like you don't need to go to Japan. You can just make your own.
I know. I was talking about that, and I'll like sell it out on the streets, like knockoff brands. I don't know. Everyone needs a side hustle, Corey.
There you go. You know, some people have oils. Some people sell those stretchy pants. You, Ziploc clothing.
Yeah, and accessories. It seems like a genius idea to me.
It's very exciting news for the Rochester area. The opening date has been announced for the new expansion at the Seneca Park Zoo. Construction is almost complete for the Animals of the Savannah exhibit. It'll officially open to the public on Thursday, September 13th of this year. This is the second major project in Phase 1 of the Seneca Park Zoo expansion plan, by the way. The Animals of the Savannah exhibit is a new 5-acre area of the zoo and will feature animals from the African savannah. In addition to giraffes and zebras, the exhibit will have ostriches, a southern white rhino.
But wait for it.
My new favorite, the naked mole rat. Going to be the star. I'm telling you right now, going to be the star of the entire exhibit.
I think of Kim Possible, truly, the naked mole rat.
New concessions area also is part of the expansion, which will allow guests the opportunity to feed giraffes.
So McDonald's is targeting millennials and trendy eaters with a major remodel plan. McDonald's announced that its plan to invest $6 billion to renovate and update all U.S. restaurants. Its focus on modernizing the decor and inventory the stores. As for the decor, McDonald's will install new furniture and exterior designs. Not only will McDonald's change its appearance, but it's also looking to make ordering easier with the online ordering, like, you know, how they have for Dunkin' and maybe the iPads that they have at Panera. So, you know, McDonald's is really stepping up their game here.
Well, fast food is getting fancier and fancier.
I know. And I feel like the girls are going to go out and, like, you just see someone, like, taking a picture of their Happy Meal, like, Bisco.
What filter? What's the best filter for a Happy Meal, you think?
I don't know. Valencia?
Yeah.
Yeah, for
it's always a good go-to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.